welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors award-winning radio show. Now, here's your host, Ray Eye.
He's painted red, his stripe was white, he's 18 feet from the bow to stern line. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on motor, built out of love and made for water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood will never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat.
Welcome back. Eye on the Outdoors from the Bunker, Ray Eye Radio. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray Eye. With the Peanut, the Vogelbogger, Matty G, Kevy Kev. Having a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us at the campfire. Great entertainer, great person, Mr. Alan Jackson. We're back in the bunker. We're in Mossberg Studios, boys and girls.
Woohoo!
Wow. Great to be back home, Vogelbogger. Lots of traveling coming up. We got a special guest with us this Saturday morning. We're going to play a little intro here. Here we go, Matty G.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
We're going to run down to the Ozarks. On the line with us from Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, we have Michelle Johnson. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I wanted to get you on the show and give us an update about the products from Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, the beef jerky, and also I see you got a new product. Why don't you start with the beef jerky?
Our beef jerky, we have got in two flavors now. We've got the original, which is just super flavorful. It's got a little bit of kick in the finish. People are just loving it. Just excellent, excellent flavor. The other one that we've added recently was the teriyaki. Oh my gosh, it is so good and so tender. People just can't believe it. When people do the taste test on our products, the first thing they do is take that first bite, and they're just like, oh my gosh, this is so good. Amazing. Every single person that we... that tries it, that's all we hear. So, oh my gosh, this is amazing. This really is the best jerky we've ever had. So yes, those two flavors, they're going really super well. Pretty even as far as people liking one or the other. Everybody's just loving both of those flavors. They're awesome.
Now, you've got some new packaging. It's a vacuum pack. Tell us a little bit about that, a change in that.
Okay, yep, we did. We have now gone to the vacuum pack seal. When you look at this jerky, it tastes as good as it looks in this vacuum packaging. It's keeping things super, super fresh. It's keeping the flavor just wonderful. It's just a huge, huge improvement over the other packaging. So it's going over super well. Really nice. And the best part is you can turn it over and you can see what that jerky looks like. And seeing it, you can start to understand. Our jerky is made with the Wagyu beef. Our particular brand is the Red Wagyu. It's called Akahushi beef. This beef is known for its taste and the quality of the meat. It's a highly marbled beef, and it's really evident in our beef jerky. It really gives you a really good indication of what this Wagyu beef really is. So, super good. Super good.
Yeah, good stuff. And like we've said many times, you have no idea what it's like until you taste it. And what we found that out. Now, with this Wagyu beef, of course, you've got steaks and burgers and other and meats available and things like that. But you've added a new product that really got my attention you just came out with. Why don't you tell us about that?
Okay. We now have added to our product list our best damn beef sticks. These sticks just take beef sticks to a whole new level. I mean, And once again, you just really have to try them to see how good they are. But we've got them also in the original flavor. And the original is just super flavorful. Just flavor packed. I mean, you really have to try it. There's nothing out there that even starts to compare with these. And the original will have just a little bit of a kick, you know, similar to the jerky. And then we also have that in the teriyaki also. And once again, it's just split right down the middle. People just love them both. And they are available on our webpage at dovecreekwagyu.com. We've got a order meat tab at the top of the page, and you can go order right there.
I also understand that you've got a lot of response from dealers and distributors about the not only the beef jerky, but now with the beef sticks, and you're getting a lot of response. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have. This product is about to just blow wide open, basically. Everybody that has tried it just loves it. And we've been working with several distributors now in the area. Lots of interest. People are really wanting to start carrying it. So it will be available shortly all over the place, all over Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska. So look for it soon in a store near you. But this product is, like I said, you just have to try it. People always expect, oh, it's jerky, but when you try it, you will see that there is nothing that compares to this. It is amazing. It's like a steak jerky, super tender, super flavorful. People that don't even like jerky love this stuff. It's amazing. So, yes.
Well, I'm waiting for, I haven't had the opportunity to taste the beef sticks yet. I was wondering if I was talking to the right person that could get, because I know Vogelvager's frothing at the mouth, and I haven't got a chance to try those yet. For me to talk about those on the air, Michelle, you know, a guy's got to taste those.
They are headed your way as we speak.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You need to taste those, and we'll even send some for Vogelvager.
That'd be a good thing. That'd be a good thing.
Yes.
I know you guys have been doing shows. You've been really busy. I saw on your Facebook page. You can go to your Facebook, Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company Facebook page, and look at the stuff. You got some cool stuff on there.
Oh, we do. It's amazing. We've been having so much fun. We just did the Whiskey Festival here, the 417 Magazine Whiskey Festival here in Springfield over the weekend. Yes, we just had so much fun. People just love this product. We had just the most rave reviews. We even had a couple of guys on there that let us videotape them, and it's on our webpage, and that is really self-explanatory. I tell you what, they loved it, and we could have done 50 videos just like that. All the people that just went crazy over this jerky, and everyone says, this truly is the best damn beef jerky we have ever had. Oh my gosh, we cannot believe it. You just have to try it.
Give us that website again, Michelle.
DoveCreekWagyu.com. And Wagyu is spelled W-A-G-Y-U. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Lots of good recipes, lots of good pictures on there. Our meat is on there. So this thing's going on at the ranch. Definitely check it out. You'll love it.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you taking the time. I know how busy you are, but we wanted to get an update on the beef jerky, and you launching the beef sticks is really cool, and can't wait to get some of those. So really appreciate it. I know how busy you are, and it's just been a crazy, crazy fall and winter for you guys, and you continue to go forward, and the product's great, and we appreciate you as a great sponsor of the show and a great friend of the show, and we want to get the word out there. Anytime you have an update, you know, we need to get you back on the show, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank
Enjoy.
You, Michelle. Have a great weekend.
You will. Thank you. You too.
That was Michelle Johnson with Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. The beef jerky, we've talked about that a lot on the show. A great sponsor of the show, but got these new beef sticks. You got to try those. And with that, we're going to take it to the other side.
Cows with guns.